Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, my favorite time each week. Okay, today's show, we're going to get into concepts. As always, the show is about concepts, not about supplements. If you get the concepts, you know how to use the supplements. If you don't get the concepts, you're in the law of diminishing return. If you want first-base approaches, just do the supplement. If you want to hit the home run with your health, get the concepts down, which means you have to study. John Q. Public has to study a little bit. That's why this show is conceptual, because if you study, then you really get to understand the wonder of the herbs. Today's discussion, something no one has a concern without, and that is aging. Now, I'm going to attack it from a number of angles and point out that it's a matter of perception. Yes, yes, you've heard that. Aging's all in the mind, and aging is simply the way you look at life and so far and such. But I'm going to turn this into brass tacks for you, as I always do. First of all, the distinction between biological aging and chronological aging. Really, in the new millennium, what we want to get rid of is the notion of chronological age. That means your organ, your brain. If chronologically you're 90, that brain may only be 50. At the same time, if you're 20, the liver, from the abuse you've given it, may be an 80-year-old liver. Now, this isn't poetry. We can take the organ out, cut it up, look at it under the electron microscope, and see a 20-year-old liver look like an 80-year-old liver, and see an 80-year-old liver look like a 20-year-old liver. And if you have knowledge that all of a sudden aging isn't such a formidable thing, it's not such a scary thing. And yet, I think you'd agree, pervasive in American culture is a deep-seated fear about aging. Just look at the number one residency in medical school. It's called plastic surgery. If your son Chad is a plastic surgeon, everybody figures they're going to retire early because it is the thing to be in medicine. It's cash and people will pay for it. You won't pay for your health, but you'll pay for your cosmetic cures. And that just reflects the consciousness about aging. The minute the skin wrinkles, the minute the buttock starts to sag, the breasts begin to droop, the minute the body starts to look a little bit older, people freak. It happens at about 50 years old, and that's when the facelifts start, men and women. So we've got to be honest here. People are afraid to age. And it's become a self-fulfilling prophecy because after the age of 60, try getting a job. Now, I sit here across this desk and listen to people all week long. Your average person over 70 will tell you, I don't mind dying, I just don't want to end up like a vegetable. I don't mind dying, I just don't want to be a burden to my family. I don't mind dying, it's just I don't want to end up in a hospital the last year or two of my life. I'd like to live to 100, but after 80, I'm going to be broke. I've worked my whole life, I've got my pensions and et cetera, but after 80, I'm broke. I don't even know how I'm going to live. When you're 70, if you're thinking the age of 80, you're broke, that's a burden. That's heavy. Well, we have solutions, and why do we have solutions? Here's the real reason. You want to know the real reason why aging is going to solve itself? Because everybody's doing it. And I mean demographically, this country, the United States of America, is becoming a nation of much, much older people. Now, we saw this happen in Japan. And Japan began to, through the economy, fix the problem. And we see this happening in America today because at a certain point, you go to a home. Now, a home used to be a place where you sat and lived like a vegetable. It's the worst thing. A loving son or a daughter would swear by, my parents will never go to a home. No matter what it costs or how much energy it takes, mom is staying in the house. This is starting to transform itself as it did in Japan. The entrepreneurs, the investment guys are coming in and building out fun places. It's like the college dormitory. It's a bunch of people assembled to have fun. Of course, that's not the way and what college dorms is supposed to be about, but you get my expression. So the culture at large is starting to move into this concept that life doesn't end after 70. Now, that's in terms of the economics. In terms of the society, people looking at it, no two ways about it. The title of today's show is Biological Age versus Chronological Age. Why age 70 is the new age 40. And that is really the trend. Your average 60-year-old, your average 70-year-old is not thinking like our grandparents did. If you're in your 50s or 60s or 70s, your grandparents and great-grandparents, at 60 years old, they called themselves old. It was time to sit in a chair, not worry that the hair was gone and the teeth were falling out. Grandma didn't worry that she had a beard and all these different things that a 60 or 70-year-old today would never tolerate. I think that's a beautiful thing. I think that's a shift in our consciousness. And I think we have to do that. Reason? So many of us, after the age of 50, are into second lifestyles, second educations, second professions, often people second families, for good or for bad, second marriages. So really, what's at the root of how you age intelligently? First thing we do is kill certain words. We get rid of the word geriatric. You're nodding your head, I know, and smiling, saying, yes, Medici, we agree. Geriatric is a disgusting term. It's sterile. It's just an ugly term. It's your worst fear put into a word. Kill the word geriatric. And the other one is old. You're old. I'm older now. Kill it. Get rid of it. Replace it with unattended. You're not aging. Your body is not feeling older because it's older. It's feeling older because you haven't given it the tune-up it deserves. You haven't maintained it. So forget chronological age. Understand that the body biologically demands maintenance. And when the excretory functions, when the ports in your body that take the stuff away begin to fill up, when the garbage dump becomes overloaded, that is when the cell begins to change its form. That's called a shift in the biological age of the cell. In brass tacks, it means you don't work as good as you used to. Now, just because time goes on doesn't mean efficiency has to suffer. You know, we talk about time. Time's relative, and that's a whole other discussion. The point above all the points is simply that what we call time is relative to the biological shift of the cell. That really, in reality, is how we ought to understand this. We ought to understand that time is simply about maintenance that hasn't gone according to schedule. Now, that's a different way of looking at things. What that means is when you get up in the morning and you get out of bed and you tell yourself, I feel like I'm 100 years old. I must be aging. I don't know if I'm going to get to the track today. And you look in the mirror and you see the wrinkles, you see the muscle atrophy, you see all the clear-cut signs, and you sit at the breakfast table and you just don't make it to the track that day, or you can't remember where your keys are, and your wife or significant other looks at you like, well, you're aging, what do you expect? Or you go to the doctor and you fight your diagnosis and you're told, listen, be happy, you're 70 years old. Most 70-year-olds aren't in the shape you're in. When the whole society gives you the sense that you're over the hill, that's when your knowledge base is being tested. So I want to embed within you a very deep understanding of what we mean by the biological age of the cell. If every day your cells excrete, and every day those excretions that are supposed to go out the kidney, supposed to go out the liver, that are supposed to go out the skin, that are supposed to go out the colon, that are supposed to move through the lymph, that are supposed to go out the breath, if every day your cellular excretions don't move out faster than they build up, whether it's the buildup from what the body makes or it's the buildup from what the body's exposed to, toxins in the air, pesticides in the food, etc. Whether it's a buildup from one or the other, when you can't remove it as fast as it builds up, your cell sits in it and begins to growl. And that's all that aging is. It's nothing more than that. Which means when you hit 60 and you start to see, or 50, or whenever it is, you decide you've aged, it's just time to clean. Now, the nuances. The nuances. Let's take this from another perspective. Let me describe what I see all the time. I see people who come in their 70s, and their bodies are falling apart. They've put it off as long as they can put it off. They've known for a long time they're getting older, and they've been concerned for a long time, but now it's getting to the point where they just don't have quality of life. That's what brings people to doctors, loss of quality of life. No one likes to go to the doctor. Few people like to go to the doctor. And when you do, you sit there and you look for that moment where you think the doctor's going to say everything's normal, everything's good. And that's what you want. You want a checkup, even though you don't want a checkup. You want to hear nothing's wrong. You want to hear you're doing great, and you want to go home and forget about it. That's the way people look at it. So when people finally go to doctors, it's because you don't have quality of life. If you are starting to lose quality of life, number one, especially if you're over the age of 60, the number one thing you have to understand is your digestion is shot. Now, why? And again, the theme of this show is not your digestion's shot, so take a digestive supplement, a good one, and therefore, case closed, you don't have to be concerned with digestion. That is not true. When we talk about digestion over the age of 60, yes, you should take a good digestive supplement. I often recommend a few. But the point is that by no means does that close the case on digestion, meaning that from the age of 20 to the age of 30, to the age of 40, to the age of 50, 60, 70, and so on, you are producing far less hydrochloric acid. Your bile ducts are getting more and more congested. Your pancreas is capable of producing a more limited amount of enzyme per unit attack by the food in your body. You have to understand, as we age, we produce less juice, less digestive juice. Now, we all know that. But do we understand it? Do we do something about it? Do we know the signs that we're reversing it? Or do we just, at best, pop a couple of digestive supplements in and say, case covered? That guy told me just take the digestive supplements because I'm over 60 and we're fine. That is not true. You are not fine. You have helped yourself. You have made a good step in the right direction, and that's to be respected and accorded. But the case is not closed. Yes, you have to really look into diet. And yes, we're not going to cover that today. I've done hours of shows on diet. The food must be digestible, and that's its own art and science. Yes, until that gallbladder begins to work, you're not going to get enough bile to emulsify the fats. And yes, until hydrochloric acid production is brought to an optimum, not just through the shift in your general health, but through an optimization of the nervous system. The number one reason people do not produce hydrochloric acid in the quantity required is because the nerve plexus, called the celiac ganglion, the chakra to those who are more esoteric, has not switched into a parasympathetic mode. People who suffer from stress, and most people suffer from stress in ways they don't understand, deprive themselves of adequate hydrochloric acid production. And there are genetic factors linked to that. And D'Adamo, Peter, and his father John, out of Bastyr, studied it, wrote about it, and clinically speaking, it is an invaluable insight to understand A-bloods, especially A-blood. They tend to under-secrete their hydrochloric acid. A-bloods also tend to internalize. But regardless of your blood type, the point is that stress, autonomic imbalance, another term I expect you to at least have a sense of at this point, the imbalance between the part of the nervous system that speeds it up, the get-up-and-go part that accords you the energy to sprint out the door because you're late for work, and then the part of the nervous system that switches on at night when you're starting to get lazy and sleepy and unwind and forget the day's worries. When the unwinding part of your nervous system has been superimposed on by the speed up, I can't stop ever nervous system, you don't produce your hydrochloric acid. Forget your digestive supplements in that case. You aren't even going to touch HCL production with your supplements. And often you'll burn a hole in your stomach if you try. So really, what happens to people as they age is they lose digestive function. And as you lose digestive function, whether you're sympathetic dominant, whether your biliary system's congested, whether you were born with a weaker pancreas, that's right. In Vedic medicine, in Chinese medicine, your digestive power is called your fundamental genetic strength. Some people have strong digestive systems. A strong digestive system in many fields of medicine is looked upon as a testimony to the inherent genetic strength of the organism. People with weak digestions may be born with weak digestions. And they don't do as well. Or they better compensate to keep up. Of course, in the reality is lots of those types outlive everybody because they take care of themselves. So things always balance out. But the point to you is, whether your digestive system is weak or strong, you have a digestive profile. And because in natural aging, you produce less of your digestive juices, you don't get your nutrients. Now, what happens to a body when most fundamentally it is not getting its nutrients? It becomes what we call cachexic. You can look at two people at 75 years old and you can tell immediately which one is in deficiency and cachexia, which one over 5 years will atrophy to a willow, and which of those 75 years olds is vibrant. And it is always around the word digestion. Digestion accords you your anabolic existence, meaning you're big and strong. You still look vibrant. You still have cognitive function. You have a robust, vibrant attitude towards life. You have a youthful perspective. People who say, retire, that word makes me sick. Retire? I don't retire. Why would I retire? I do what I love. Think about that. The weekend on radio, nothing but retirement shows. Just consider retirement. What does that mean? Isn't that an indictment of the culture in a sense? Aren't we saying that we expire at a certain age, that we become useless, that society doesn't want to hire us anymore? Well, yes, you can argue. You can argue against that. But what's the reality? How many people are listening to the in the audience today that do consider the aches and pains of being discarded by a culture after a certain age? Try being unemployed at 60. Many of you have suffered that. And you understand how society looks at you when you're 65 and you need a job, even a part-time job. Walk into stores. Look at the general ages of people out there in the workforce. Built into this word retirement is an implication that we retire. Suppose from grammar school, all we were taught is find your active service, ask the Lord for guidance so that you can find your talents, devote them to your spiritual exercise, your active contribution, and do that till the day you meet the Lord. That's a completely different way to look at your life. Lots of people with great attitudes about aging work forever, but they don't call it work. Oh, they're the lucky ones. They just fell into the right lot. Not me. You see, if you study those people that work well into their 90s, that die in their sleep working, they don't look at it like work. They look at it like an act of service. They look at it like their act of service is a way they find God. This is hopefully what we teach our children. So I'm going to challenge the word retirement. I'm going to say the word retirement is part of a mentality that makes us fear getting old, and we start when we're 20. We start in our teens. We hear about it. You run into this all the time in your millennials. They're running too hard. They're burning the candle at both ends, and underneath most of it is a fear that after 50, it's over. Get your fun in now. How many of you have heard that? So this cachexia, this atrophy, this loss of the will to thrive, centers around losing digestive capacity. I've done so many shows on that. And so many shows have obliged you to understand the solution is not a digestive supplement. If it was, I would save the time and energy. I would never do a show like this. If your digestive solutions were simply about digesting a supplement, I'd have no need to do the show. I can guarantee you from years of giving people supplements, of making nutritional recommendations, it is so much more than that. Just the art of food has filled at least 10, 16 hours of the shows I've done. And that's just scratching the surface. Health is an art. It's a devotion. If you want the payoff of living well into your 90s, vibrantly, not on 10 to 12 to 16 drugs. You know, this is the other thing. Your average male in the state of California lives to 78 years old. That's an improvement. It was 72 years ago, a decade or two ago. It's at 78. But what is the quality of life? Your average female in the state of California, 2017, lives to the age of 82 years old. That's pretty darn good. But what is the quality of life? Look at the increase in the number of pharmaceutical drugs after the age of 60 over the last 20 years, and you'll see we have another picture. At least once a week, somebody sits across my desk and says to me, Dr. Medici, why is it that everyone looks dead? You got to come to terms with that. We have evolved a culture of extremely exhausted human beings who, relative to a few hundred years ago, are not filling their blood with food, air, oxygen, or water. So we can tout the benefits of modern science and the fact that we're living longer, but the reality is we're drugged up. We're the walking dead. Optimistic show, isn't it? Of course it's optimistic because there are solutions. Isn't that what life is? Calling a spade, then finding a solution. We have solutions. Fix your digestion. Here's another one. We don't get this. It's right in front of our face, but we don't get it. Sons and daughters bring their parents in after 80 because they have a concern that mom or dad is declining. Balance, for instance. Balance. That's a big one. Balance. You know why people have problems with their balance? Because they've lost the muscles to hold their bodies up. You know why people have joint pain? Because they don't have enough muscle on the bone to move the objects they need to move. Now, that's counterintuitive, because all you're moving is a 5-pound toaster or a mug of beer, or you're pushing a lawnmower. You're only doing the things you always did that were never a problem, that nobody considered exercise. Here's my point. So number two is muscle atrophy. Number one is digestion goes in subtle ways you don't catch. Number two, muscle atrophy. Your concerns about your parents, your concern, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, because you don't stand up anymore without feeling like you're going to fall over. Look at muscle atrophy. Doctors don't do it. I don't see the medical doctors doing this at all because it's counterintuitive. We don't realize after digestion goes, the muscles go. And after the muscles go, you can't function. Kind of simple. It's certainly common sense. Oh, yeah, but I walk around the block 3 times a day. Oh, yeah, I pump iron 10 minutes a day. Oh, yeah, I do the things I need to do so I don't have muscle atrophy. You see, this is where you're kidding yourself. If you're over the age of 70, particularly if you're over the age of 80, you don't have the hormonal system to back up the exercise you do, so you have to exercise with more diligence. Here's one we don't like to admit. What it took to lose weight when we were 20 doesn't work at 70. What we took to get a good night's sleep at 20 doesn't work at 70. What we took to get rid of those old man breasts at 20 doesn't work at 70. You have to work more diligently at 70 years old than you did at 20. No, we don't like that. No, I'm telling you, we don't like it. And I'll tell you how I know. The number of people that come in and go, but I don't understand why I haven't lost any weight. I did this, 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 and this. And when you examine people's exasperations because they haven't lost their weight or they haven't put on their muscle mass or they're not getting a good night's sleep, all you ultimately figure out is they don't want to accept the fact that they have to work more diligently because they're not 18 anymore. A lot of people won't even let you say that. You tell somebody across your desk, listen, we're not 18. I always include myself because it's easier to take it. No, you can't have 6 or 7 ejaculations a night. You're not 18 anymore. No. You can't run around the block at high speed sprinting like you did when you were 18 because we're not 18 anymore. And no, you can't work out 20 minutes a day and expect to have the muscle tone you had when you were 18 because we're not 18 anymore. And you go on and on and on and on. And this is the point. Your average 60, 70-year-old thinks they're 18. And so if they even apply some sort of a health regimen, it depresses them enormously that they don't get the results as the muscles still atrophy. Again, it's a call to you to get educated. It is not difficult over the age of 70 years old to have a formidably muscled body. And if you scan the internet, if you get on YouTube, more and more people are plugging into this concept. But don't sit there in the ravages of your disease or atrophied state or start mistaking problems with your balance when it's just problems with you don't have the muscles to stand up. Don't let some doctor tell you you're doomed to a future with arthritis and possibly joint replacement when you don't have the muscles to stabilize the joint. And there are so many dynamics around what happens when you lose musculature. So the new 70-year-old will digest their food with ease and grace and elegance. The food goes down, it disappears, no bloating, no gas, no pain, no constipation, no nothing. The food goes in, the food goes down, they feel strong. Done. Number two, the new 70-year-old will take his shirt off, males, and they will have physiques that are formidable. Yes, if you're 70 or 80, that is your option. If going into your 70s, you're strong like that, that's a reserve for your 90s. This is another thing that happens. People go into their 60s or 70s with no muscle. You know, just enough, but still no muscle. And at 80, they got no muscle. I mean, zero muscle. And as I said, that absence of muscle masquerades around as 50 new diseases. So, one, master digestion. Number two, master the building of a anabolic physique, something that's expanding, not something that's withering. Here's another one, sleep. Oh boy, sleep. How many people listening to this show today slept 7 straight hard hours last night, or 8? How many people got up to urinate 2 to 3 times a night? How many people that didn't get up to urinate just woke up, tossed and turned? I have another piece of news for you. 5 straight is not enough. It's better than not at all. It's better than interrupted sleep, but it doesn't cut it. You will not rebuild yourself on 5 straight hours of sleep. You may be able to maintain yourself. See, this is a little subtlety. The little subtlety here is what you need to maintain yourself has nothing to do with what you need to rebuild yourself. People miss that one. They scanned the literature and often extrapolate the minimum that they need to do that the authorities say they need to do, the so-called authorities, usually who are never clinicians, they're usually just lab rats, writing articles with no real clinical experience in the trenches, or a year or two. If you've got 5 years clinical experience, if you've got 10 years clinical experience, I don't even want to talk to you. When I advise my clients to see surgeons, they got to be 20 plus. I don't want to look at them unless they're over 50. There is no substitute for clinical experience. There are no credentials. There are no books that you've read. There are no inheritances that you've had. There are no awards you were given that substitute for good ethics, good moral character, and 20 plus years of being in the trenches with people. And I can tell you on that basis that most people after the age of 60 do not put their head down, wake up 7 to 8 hours later, and they don't know what happened. They don't know what hit them. You cannot heal that way. If you're sick, you don't heal unless you get that sleep pattern back you had when you were 18. And if you want to have an anabolic existence well into your 90s, you have to take sleep seriously. I've done shows on sleep and shows on sleep. Today's show is not about digestion, and it's not about muscle atrophy, and it's not about improving your sleep. It's a concept about the way you, after the age of 60 or 70, look at your health and all the things that you're not putting together. That's why I do this show. The show is conceptual. This show asks you to use all your IQ points. This show asks you to put health on the A-list. This show breaks trend. And the trend it breaks is what we have out there predominantly, which is just listen to your symptom. And when we tell you which supplement to take, take the supplement and buy it from me because I make the best. And again, make sure you understand me. I'm not knocking that. Supplements help. But I am also telling you they are not enough. They do not do the job. And what's required is a deeper understanding by you. Which doesn't mean just stack up the literature. It means get the concepts. My show is about concepts. I'm asking you to profile yourself now as a senior citizen, as a person of a more advanced age, as a person maturing with greater wisdom, greater integrity, greater understanding of how to make each and every day much smoother, as a person who's let go of your aches and pains and pity and sorrow and anger, as someone who's aging gracefully and looking for an enlightened perspective on doing so. That's what this show is about. So yes, you have to have a certain level of consciousness. Okay. Your head. Where's your head? I'm talking anterior head carriage. Fourth thing. You've lost your sleep, you've lost your digestion, you've lost your muscle atrophy, you've lost your musculature. You didn't think back when you were 40 and had your head on your neck in a straight line that at 70 or 75, you in the female tradition would have a huge buffalo hump. And some of the men also. But whether male or female, nobody thought about the ramifications to the sense organs, the ramifications to the sensory organs of never being counseled from the time you were 20 or 30 or 40 of how to keep a straight line of gravity. From the side, you know, your profile, from the side, you ought to look at 80 like you looked when you were 20. That is doable. That is not a pipe dream. That is not a delusion, but it does require a consciousness early on. And from the side, from your profile, if you look like you did in your wedding pictures at 20, when you're 80, what you've insured yourself is protection from eye, ear, nose, throat, and brain degeneration. Nothing. Forget your supplements. Nothing deteriorates your sense organs and your brain faster than anterior head carriage. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Yes, if you've tuned in on radio while you're driving, there is no show like this in America. This is about concepts. It asks you to think. And that's why I put the shows online. This entire show is on my website. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com. That's .cc with two T's. My office number, in case you need counsel, 714-850-1007. Yes, you hate to see your doctor. Yes, you've been putting it off. Yes, you don't want to spend the money. You're going to save yourself a whole lot of grief if you take the plunge. But it's a plunge in perspective. A plunge in perspective. You're aging. You're over the age of 60 years old. Make it joy. Inquiry into the body to find out where the divine mechanism is and how it works within each and every organ is absolutely fascinating. I have given the last 30 years of my life to understanding this, and I am certain I will pass to the other side doing this. No doubt about it, because it's fascinating. The possibility that God put equalizers in there, I'm talking about equalizers, pieces of our organism that equalize the terrible acts of the devil. Bad things happen to good people. And the prospect that God put mechanisms within us to create an equalization, to create a redemption, to give our suffering meaning if we employ those intact mechanisms is fascinating to me. The ventricular system, the pineal gland, the hormonal system, the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the fiber optic system called the fascia. It's a lot of mystery. There is mystery and wonder, and there is God in that temple. And you all agree with that. As Christians, we all agree. Our body is our temple. True, but how much do you really know about it other than what supplement to pop? So I invite you more deeply. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com. That's 2 T's. My office number, 714-850-1007. Even if you come in once, I'll set you straight. Don't live the last 30 years of your life in a complete fog about what ails you. You're going to be here anyway. You know, lots of us are going to hit 90 anyway. And you're going to endure aches and pains that you could have turned around. That's 714-850-1007. Anterior head carriage. Huge. That's huge. You have a backyard? Do you have a backyard? Do you live in a house? No, I don't live in a house. I live in an apartment. I live in one room. I live in my car. Okay, I'm not talking to you at the moment. If you live in your car, there's some big advantages to that. You don't have a house. You're free. See? There's always a way to flip it on its head. You're sick and you live in a car. You got no money. Go somewhere pristine and clean. Go find some place in Appalachia. Go up into the Rockies. Go up into the mountains of California. Learn to hunt. Yeah, you think I'm kidding, right? I'm just being tongue-in-cheek because poor you, you don't have money. No, I'm not. I'm not at all being tongue-in-cheek. There are options for everybody. But I'm going to start with those of you who have a house. And you've been saving up and using your money wisely, and it's time to retire. That word I loathe. It's time to enter into another transition. A transition of advanced knowledge. Because now you have more time to advance yourself in senior ways. And one thing you're going to do is find $20,000 to build a banya. Any of you with a backyard, and any of you purchasing, forget the house, buy the land. Forget the house, buy the land. Smaller house, lots of land. Don't worry about the big house for the relatives or the neighbors that you have to impress. Smaller, cute house, lots of land. Buy the land. Buy the land without the house. And throw on a yurt. This guy Medici is insane. He's telling me to buy a plot of land in the middle of nowhere and throw on a yurt. Wake up, America. Wake up. Truly wake up. You're not seeing the writing on the wall, and I won't get political. Start thinking about understanding how to live in more pristine environments. It just may be that the experiment we called urban living is failing us. And it just may be things are going to hit the fan over the next 10 to 20. That's where I'd put my money. Buy the land. Okay, forget it. Don't listen, don't buy the land. But you have a nice house somewhere in Orange County with a good-sized backyard, and you're 60 years old, the kids are out of school, and you're all ready to settle down to a sedentary existence. Just do this. Find $20,000 and get yourself a banya sauna. Get yourself an ice pool. Take one room of the house and turn it into a real yoga sanctuary. Take the backyard, get a banya sauna. Not an infrared that you buy. I'm talking about a banya sauna. Check my shows if you don't know what that is. Add a cold pool, whether it's above or below the ground, a cold pool. Build a garden and have a yoga room. You want the best investment of your health that you could even imagine after the age of 60 years old? buy a banya sauna, build a banya sauna, install one. That's a rock sauna, that makes dry heat off the rock. It's either propane or fire generated. A fire hits the coals get red, the heat comes off the rocks inside this wood room. The people of Finland, rich or poor, live with them. All the Finns have these things. These are traditions that never required money. These are time-tested. These are studied by science. These are used in avant-oncology sanitariums, places where people go to cure cancer. Use stuff like this and then get a cold pool. Or live near a stream. Or buy a pool that's above ground that's filled with ice, ice water, and go from hot to cold and hot to cold. Yeah, yeah, you've heard it. But have you considered that your backyard, because it's just collecting weeds, it's just something that the gardener mows down every week or two. Take that backyard and turn it into a health mecca. Garden, banya, jump in the cold, and go into a room, a yoga room. Take the garage and convert it to a yoga room. Put down a wood floor, insulate it, have a heat source, and go into that room on that wood floor and stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch. Hire some young yogini from the local yoga studio. Have her or he come over and teach you to oil up those joints in heat, on a wood floor, and turn your, okay, I'll use that hard word, retirement, into an exploration, a joyful exploration of health. Turn your backyard to a health mecca. $20,000 will do it. $30,000 will do it. You don't have that money, I know, but you do. You do have that money. You'll spend it on vacations. You'll spend it on gifts. You'll spend it on your health. You'll spend it on your health because we don't have a healthcare system where we can get health until this thing gets repealed. You'll spend it no matter how it's spent instead of spending it on a health mecca in your backyard. If you're over the age of 60, think this way. I assure you, the return will come to you many, 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 many times. Many times over, the return will come to you for that. Stress. Stress. Hans Selye. You know, I've mentioned Hans Selye. A doctor, a scientist. Famous to the point where he owned his own institute in Canada. Brilliant, brilliant medical doctor. Wrote the book. You should all have this book. It should be on your health shelf. The Stress of Life. The book was called The Stress of Life. And what he did, not just for the medical profession, but he did it for all of us. He taught us what the word autonomic balance actually means, because we don't know. So I'm going to get really hardcore on you today. I'm going to tell you we're so far behind the mark on what it means to be balanced in the autonomic system that most of the people teaching yoga today have no clue about it. Our holistic community, I didn't say our allopathic community, I said our holistic community really needs an upgrade in terms of what it means to get into the part of the nervous system that controls the chemistry of the cell. You know, I've said these things so many times, I've said them so many times, and yet I have so many people who I've known so long, intelligent, educated people, doctors. 15% of my show each day are doctors. On my website through the week, 15% are doctors. That number's growing. I'm proud that it's growing. It should grow. Doctors, my fellow doctors, listen to this show. Forget credentials. The holistic community, I'm not talking the allopathic community, is missing it. If you're a doctor listening to the show, It is ludicrous at this point for us to think we can help the American public sitting across from desks. It doesn't work. It does not work. We need institutes. We need centers. We need ashrams. Our communities need buildings devoted as teaching traditions for the public to come to regularly. And this notion of I don't have the time, lose it, burn it. Hey, you're retired. You must have the time. Now I know everybody's busy. The holistic community has still failed, myself included, to get people to understand that health is fun. Having a symptom and getting rid of it is one of the most empowering experiences you will ever have. And yet, yes, you nod your head, but yet by and large, people hate going to the doctor, even to the holistic doctors. So we really don't have that functional attitude down yet. Now, central to it is this. Your autonomic balance, the balance between your sympathetic and parasympathetic nerves, goes amok increasingly every 10 years. You understand it. You can handle the grandkids at 50, but you can't handle the grandkids at 70. I was just talking to someone the other day. They've got a 9-year-old, and they couldn't leave the 9-year-old with grandma and grandpa. They're in their 80s, because 15 minutes with the 9-year-old and grandma and grandpa want to jump out a third-story window. And of course, it's understood. It's not because you don't love your grandkids. It's because they're going to drive you nuts. But let's dissect that statement. It means you don't have the nervous system, grandma or grandpa. You don't have the nervous system to drive the freeways. You don't have the nervous system to sit with your grandkids. You don't have the nervous system to do anything. You have enough neurological buffer to sit and watch TV all day, and that's what you do. Now, CLA, if you're on the website, which you should be, that's picture number 20. And yes, if I didn't say this, you know, they tell me I have to say this website stuff every 7 minutes. I'm never going to do that. I'm a terrible marketer. But if you haven't gotten it yet, get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc. And that's with two T's. Straighttalk.cc. Picture 20, the stress of life. CLA's point to you is that you're burnt out. Your nervous system's shot. It's been shot since you were 60, if you're lucky. And what that means is you can feed yourself all the good stuff you're supposed to feed yourself, and your body's nervous system, the brain and spinal cord, cannot tell your cells with efficiency what to do with the nutrients. You can't get out of the labyrinth of disease. You can't escape the labyrinth of chronic symptomology. You can't attune yourself towards higher levels of health if you're neurologically imbalanced. Who, me? What is he talking about? I'm talking about you. I'm sure I'm talking about you if you're thinking that way. And there's lots of books out there. Hans Selye, The Stress of Life. That should be a basic primer for all of us. Okay, I'll even make it far more simplistic. Your dog and your cat. Just do for one day what your dog and cat do. Act like your dog and your cat. Follow your animal around for one day. Better yet, for one full week, do nothing but trail your dog. Do everything your dog does. Everything. Your dog lives in a state of godliness. Your cat lives in a state of zen. Both those animals are liquid. Those animals are master yogics. Those animals could teach the saints. Those animals are attuned to vibrations coming out of the earth that are siphoned in through the brain and spinal cord that emit a magnetic field that direct the chemistry of the cell. How stupid we are in science. How stupid we are as chemists to think that we can give people health by attenuating the biochemical plane. This is our most egregious and asinine act of disrespect. Can you get that? Well, what did Henry Ford have to say? Picture 17. Anyone who stops learning is old, whether at 20 or 80. Anyone who keeps learning stays young. The greatest thing in life is to keep your mind young. Yes, that was Henry Ford. You will find from Tesla to Ford to Einstein to Michelangelo to Da Vinci to all people who make imprints, they begin, they're born. They don't just do something ingenious and then act cool. They're born that way. And their choices are just extensions of an attitude they were born with. They are there for us to duplicate. They are there for you to duplicate. Today's show is to give you concepts in how to duplicate it. There is genius in you. There are mechanisms for you to employ, deploy, manifest through the intelligence of your cells. And there's tricks along the trade. Number one, fix digestion. Number two, build your muscle. Number three, get your sleep. Number four, keep your head straight. Number five, balance your nervous system. And above all of that, understand, after the age of 60, you're not 18. But if you go about it with mastery, if you go about it with divine enthusiasm, meaning enthusiasm for the divine mechanisms bestowed inside you, waiting for you to awaken them. You're doing more for your health. More for your health than anything you could do. Now I'm giving it to you straight after 25 years of doing this. 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. Call that number if you're lost. Take the plunge now, because you're going to get pushed overboard later. We'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.